a credit to the public of South Australia. They've given the Crows full support. And here they go to open the season, to open their AFL career. And it's Negri who gets a mighty thump down towards the half forward line. The Crows through Tregenza. Going for the first goal of the match. He snuck it in. The Crows are away.
Yes, 25 seasons ago in 1991, what a great night it was. Adelaide taking on Hawthorn. They do that again tonight. Mike Lanzarucci joins us, the leading AFL scribe over there in the city of Churches. G'day, Rooch.
Good morning.
Now, Rooch, are you going for starters, are you going to look after Alistair Clarkson tonight? We don't want any ferals attacking our coach.
Now, how would I organise that? Do I ask him to stay completely away from me, or does he come next to me and then we can attract all the strange ones in one go?
You make certain he gets onto that bus.
Yeah, well, he'll be all right. As long as he... Hey, now, speaking of which, I've got to come back at you guys on this one. Mm-hmm. So we get smashed over here for an incident that still hasn't been proven at Adelaide Oval, and yet at the MCG last night was probably one of the saddest moments ever, wasn't it? So has there been a major inquiry in Victoria about the behaviour of Melbourne fans, the way they are at sporting events?
They were from Queensland and New South Wales, not from Melbourne.
Oh, you've checked that all out?
We've checked that out.
Right, okay.
They were all interstate fans that were booing last night.
Gee, you're a busy man, KB.
What about Patrick Dangerfield tonight, Rooch, in this anniversary game? He's saying all the nice things. I love playing here in Adelaide. I love the environment. Do you think he's staying, or do you think he's going?
KB, it's what he's not saying. He's played the classic free agent line. Not once has he said, I want to stay at this club. Not once has he said about negotiations. It's all the standard free agency stuff that indicates that, well, you haven't made up your mind by this point that you want to stay at a club and you want the deal put in front of you. Well, what does that suggest? Well, and critically, the lines from yesterday of, it's more than just the footy, it's about on and off the field, is pointing more and more and more to being just another Chris Judd moment like they saw at West Coast. But for all that, who would begrudge in the end, Patrick Dangerfield following exactly the Chris Judd moment? He's given everything that he possibly could to Adelaide for 8 years, served his time, so to speak, never got to choose which footy club he got to play for. He's now a free agent. He gets a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Why wouldn't he measure it all up?
Do you give him a chance tonight, Rooch? I notice Phil Walsh says they're going to play Formula One football because if you want to drive safely, you're going to finish last.
Well, if they bring the sort of stuff they had against Fremantle and can hold it out for four quarters, they're going to be a genuine chance. But you'd have to respect Hawthorn for where they're at and the way they play and the fact that they never, ever give up in a game. So I'm not surprised that Hawthorn's favoured to win it. But we'll see what Adelaide can deliver because it's going to be one of those ultimate tests for them. Because I think we're all sitting here going, well, they're 6-4, but where are they? Where do they actually fit in this whole race for this year? That will get a really good indication of not only where they are for this season, but where they are for their ultimate plan to win a flag.
Do you know, very shortly, the Cats are coming across there for the game against the Crows. That's going to be the Patrick Dangerfield Cup.
Ah, okay. Right. What sort of a trophy will it be? What shape will it be? And what sort of, would it be gold or silver or platinum?
I think it'll be gold. So just put on the record, Rooch, as the leading scribe over in Adelaide, you don't think Patrick Dangerfield will be playing with the Crows next year? Yes
right
or no?
Right now, I wouldn't imagine so. I would have thought that by the midpoint of the year, if you knew you wanted to be at a footy club, you'd be haggling away, wouldn't you? I mean, what more is he going to learn in the next 11 weeks?
No, I'm in your corner. I think he's gone, and I think it's going to be great for the Cats, and he'll be at Geelong next year. And I think when they come over in a couple of weeks' time, round 14, in fact, July the 5th, it'll be the Patrick Dangerfield Cup, and the Geelong fans will have an opportunity to watch someone that they'll be cheering for next year playing against them in Crows colours.
Let's compare it to what's happened earlier in the week. Rory Sloane, signed for 3 years, had always indicated from the very beginning he wanted to be a one-club player and he wanted to deal at Adelaide. Eventually got one. Richard Douglas, a free agent, another one who tore up his free agency card and said he wanted to be a one-club player. Got the deal done. There's a stark contrast, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, there is. They're staying, and I think Dangerfield is going. Rich, always great to catch up. Have a great game tonight.
Tiger time?
It's tiger time.
Do I need to book flights? Do I get front row ticket to this?
Or you just stay tuned. I'll keep you in touch.
Thank you, KB.
There's the Rooch from Adelaide.